John, thank you. Just before the news, we were talking to the health, the Heart Foundation, about the Medicare-funded heart health check, which is set to expire on the 30th of June, unless the Heart Foundation gets some help from the federal government on that issue. Carolyn has some experience with that check. Carolyn, thanks for speaking to us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks to a heart health check.
Well, yeah, it's a good point. So tell us your story. What happened to you? What did this? When did you get the check, and what did you find out?
I have a wonderful GP who's into preventative medicine, and she checked my bloods, and she checked cholesterol and blood pressure, etc. She said I was borderline, and she was slightly concerned, and I also had a history of heart disease within the family. And so she sent me for further tests, and to my great shock, they came back showing that I had an 8-centimetre blockage in my lad artery, which is the left anterior descending.
Wow.
And not only a blockage, a 90% blockage. Now, I'd had virtually no symptoms, except when I walked up hills, I felt breathless.
Right.
And I thought, I'm just so unfit. Why can't I get fit? Because outwardly I look fit and healthy, but I just, you know, I struggled in those scenarios. Okay, on the flat, but really breathlessness was my only issue. So I had to have stents inserted and medication to keep the stents open, etc. And I say that health check saved my life, absolutely. And because it runs in families, I told my brother, go and get a check. And sure enough, he's got exactly the same issues and will be on medication for the rest of his life. So these heart health checks have actually saved two lives in our family and in my wider circle as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so fantastic that you had that check. You were able to have access to that check for yourself and your brother. But just going back to when you initially found out, what was the feeling when you found out what was going on with your heart?
Oh, I was so shocked. I said to her, this can't be my result.
You mixed it up with someone else. Yeah.
You've mixed it up with someone else. Well, you know, I was totally in shock. I couldn't believe it because my symptoms were so extremely subtle. And I didn't have chest pain. I was never sweaty. But she said, in fact, on the scale of risk of heart attack, if you think of low risk to extreme risk, you are at the high end of extreme risk. That's how she explained it to me. And I could hardly believe it. And so, you know, I was really quite shocked. You know, she referred me to a cardiologist, and it was immediately, you know, go in for an appointment. And he said, you know, we've got to plan this carefully because I've got complex issues. So anyway, I ended up having the intervention with excellent doctors, but I am so for promoting preventative health checks, absolutely.
Well, Carolyn, I'm really glad that I got the chance to speak to you today. It speaks to how important these health checks are, and let's hope that the Heart Foundation gets some luck and the federal government takes another look at this one. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's a pretty important story, isn't it? As you heard there from Carolyn, outwardly fit, but when they had a look, a 90% blockage, and if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't have been a good result for her and led to her brother as well going and getting a check. And they're the stories, I reckon, that talk far beyond the stats. It is 19 to 6.